The Metropolitan Life Insurance Company brings you the CBS World News Roundup. Now, Ned Kelmer.
Good morning. A first-class mystery story is developing in Washington this morning, whose ultimate developments may have grave consequences for us all. But the usually well-informed Capital News Corps has so far been unable to get confirmation of any of a score of rumors arousing intense curiosity. This much seems pretty certain. President Kennedy and his top officials are secretly planning some kind of action that may be announced today. Does it concern Cuba, Berlin, or maybe both? Those are questions that may be answered at any hour. Let's get the latest now from a member of the CBS News team checking out the story, Charles Von Fremd reporting.
Extraordinary peacetime secrecy shrouds this capital city this morning. There's an atmosphere of expectancy and tension in the air. The rumor market is lively. Some major announcement is anticipated later in the day, but the plain fact of the matter is reporters don't have anything solid to go on. The mysterious story was born in Chicago Saturday morning when President Kennedy abruptly canceled his energetic barnstorming for Democratic candidates and flew to the White House. The reason given by Presidential News Secretary Pierre Salinger was that Mr. Kennedy was suffering from a slight cold and, on the advice of his doctor, was going to confine himself to the executive mansion. There would have been no suspicion of this announcement, even presidents catch colds, but Salinger said the White House doctor first became concerned when he noted the president's voice sounded husky at a fundraising dinner the night before. Reporters to a man agreed Mr. Kennedy sounded in fine voice. Upon his return to Washington, the president looked chipper and healthy. Salinger backed this up by saying a medical examination showed him much improved. But the White House staff worked far into the night Saturday and again yesterday. Secretary of State Dean Rusk was in his office throughout the weekend. Salinger conferred at the State Department with Robert Manning, Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs. The Joint Chiefs were busy at the Pentagon. In answer to a slew of queries, the Navy Department insisted its naval marine maneuvers in the Caribbean had nothing to do with Castro's Cuba. The White House refused to confirm or deny reports something was imminent, although Salinger said he knew of no plans for the president to make a television radio address to the nation. Officials who should know what's going on will say only their lips are sealed, but that the story may break later today. Most of the speculation here, and that's all it is, speculation, surrounds Cuba, although Assistant Secretary of Defense Arthur Sylvester denies there is any plan to attack that communist island. There is also some thinking here the strange weekend of work and secrecy concerns Berlin, or the Red Chinese Indian fighting. But in the absence of facts, all this fascinated and frustrated city can do is wonder. This is CBS News, Washington.
So far as the Cuba rumors go, emergency construction crews are now working around the clock at Key West Airport in Florida, where a control tower is being built. Servicemen are reported pouring into the city some 90 miles from Cuba. Construction crews appeared suddenly at the airport yesterday, and by late in the day, the tower was already operating on a makeshift basis. From Puerto Rico come reports that naval units of the anti-Castro Alpha 66 guerrilla group are hunting for British merchant ships in Cuban territorial waters. Ships manned by the Cuban exile organization are said to have left a base somewhere in the Caribbean to attack British merchantmen in Cuban waters.